Estrogen is a longevity hormone. When you go through peri and menopause, your hormones just fall off a cliff. So no wonder you feel like you need hormone supplementation for vitality, for joint health, for bone health, for mental health and sexual health. Let's not forget about that.
I love studies and research. At the same time, if you go online and you Google or you ask AI, you're going to be able to find incorrect information based off old studies or old paradigms that are now changing.
The two really studies that were done that told all these women that estrogen causes breast cancer, like such bullshit. They're now going back like, that wasn't true, it absolutely doesn't. If you get to the practitioner, there are ways that you can have it that help your body.
So I was always like, you have to be the CEO of your own health. So I'm gonna go listen to 50 million podcasts, I'm gonna read all these different books. When I tried to take that serious without a functional practitioner like yourself, there was sort of this Dunning-Kruger effect. I learned a whole bunch and I thought I knew a bunch and I really knew nothing. I promise you, if you'll just start with the basics, work with someone like yourself in functional medicine to get to understand what's going on in your body, create the consistent small habits of exercise and sunlight and water and supplementation, and these other things we've been talking about are gonna be incredible. But if you don't have those basics going, like you just said, and you want to jump right into some hack, you're just going to be wasting your money at best. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, Nicole.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
We are going to dive deep into GLPs, like I mentioned in the last episode, and HRT, hormone replacement therapy. We talk about these things. We've done some episodes with some other members of ours, Kimberly, who's out in Denver. We've done some episodes with some of our members like Jane and team members and even Jim Keen. And yet, there's a lot of noise out there. It continues to be confusing, and we continue to get questions from people. And so I just want to make sure we get a chance to hear your voice. What are you doing in your office? What are you doing with members? What's working well? And what should people be aware of when they are looking at GLPs and hormone replacement therapy? So I don't know where you want to start. That was a lot, but why don't you just take it away?
So inflammation. Let's talk about inflammation.
Cool. The core crux of all the conversations we're here. Yes, I love it.
So one of the things that I really like to do to reduce inflammatory load, depending on the person, obviously, is use GLP-1s in a micro dose, not a weight loss dose, to reduce inflammation. Semaglutide is just a GLP-1. Tirzepatide is a GLP-1, GLP-1 plus a GIP. And so they work on two different mechanisms. So obviously it decreases gut motility, so you stay full longer. It decreases food noise, which is a big deal. So for the snackers, for people that, you know, it's helping people with drinking less, with smoking less. And it also helps with A1C, which is a diabetic marker. It helps with insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome. So
is the GLP plus GIP better? Is it important, like the tirzepatide?
In my personal practice, I have found that it helps reduce inflammation more and with less side effects.
Cool. Yeah, we did a prior episode with our member Kimberly out in, and if you haven't heard those, feel free to go check them out in Denver. And she had the same experience that it's less side effects for people. And the comment we made, or I made there, is it's sort of sad because people will say GLP. And then once you hear that word, you either have all the negative stories of like the early versions and all the negative side effects. But then there's other people like, I had no side effects and it was great. But there's not just one GLP, like you just said. There's different things going on here. So the GLP with GIP, less side effects, and helping with inflammation. So tell me about the microdosing and the inflammation piece.
Yeah, I do want to say that you make GLP-1 naturally in your body. So this is a peptide like insulin. We make insulin naturally in our body. So you can give it to yourself exogenously.
Yeah, you shouldn't be scared of supplementing this when your body already has it going on, if it's going to be useful for you.
Right. But also where you get it matters.
Okay.
So you need to have a reputable pharmacy that you're getting it from. And if it's compounded for microdosing purposes, you need to make sure that the compound pharmacy is legit.
That's important, because in today's world, I guess these things can get all kinds of weird
stuff.
Well,
it's a buzzword now. Yeah. So everybody's like, oh, we're getting this GLP-1 on Amazon.
Right.
Like, please don't do that.
I saw, this is terrible marketing, I saw a bottle of like a thermogenic herb the other day, and the literally across the bottle, the title is GLP. And it's like, how confusing, and what a joke. I feel so bad.
So they are coming out with oral doses of it.
Okay.
Not on Amazon, though.
Right.
Like, please never get supplements on Amazon. You really don't know what you're getting.
Yeah, yeah.
Please get it from a reputable source, like a practitioner.
Yeah.
Make sure that it's third-party tested and all these other things.
And for our members, most of you might know this, but if you go to the app, if you're working with someone great like Nicole, she'll have recommendations and systems. If you go into our app, you get a discount on Thorn supplements. We use Thorn because they are reputable.
They're great.
Yeah. So it's important.
Yeah. I also love Designs for Health.
Designs for Health. I feel like we talked about Designs for Health before. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a few others, but yeah, they're one of my favorites.
So GLP, GIP, microdosing it for inflammation. And what does that look like for people? Like, what are some of the effects people feel, and how are you measuring success in that with your members? Or your patients, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
The people that
the peeps you work with.
That I'm helping.
That's right.
So obviously labs, you're going to see a reduction in the inflammatory markers, a reduction in insulin, reduction in fasting glucose, reduction in CRP, reduction in A1C. Just overall inflammatory markers are going to be lower. They're going to feel better in their joints. If joints are achy, they're going to feel like they're moving better. They're going to have more energy. Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. So this peptide, this is a part of your strategy with people. And so when they come in, they're talking about GLPs. And then also on the other side of the coin, in some ways, I think, I don't know why people sort of juxtapose these things, but we have hormone replacement therapy. And we kicked off the first episode getting to know you about your journey. And that a big key important part of that was hormone replacement therapy. So what do people need to know when it comes to hormone replacement therapy?
Well, it's not for everybody.
Okay, that's important.
It absolutely needs to be an individualized plan for that person, not a part of a mass protocol. And I prefer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, not synthetic. Synthetic is inflammatory. And so I really love different delivery systems like a Vagi Tab. So for female hormones, it's the size of a pencil eraser. It's a glycerin tab that you can put estrogens in, testosterone, DHEA in, a combo or one of them, and it doesn't leave a mess.
Wow.
And it's unlike a regular suppository that you can also do that in, but they're bigger and they can be messy.
Yeah.
So you can also do creams, testosterone cream, estrogen cream, progesterone cream. You can also take progesterone as a pill. I try not to do testosterone injections just because it can thicken the blood and leave people at a higher risk for cardiovascular events and strokes. And you really have to watch the ferritin and the hemoglobin and hematocrit to make sure that they don't need to donate blood.
Yeah.
And most people do after they've been on testosterone injections for a while.
It's important, like you said, that it's individual.
It is.
It's not for everybody. But even like we talked about in the first episode, it's more nuanced than that because you're looking at ratios and you're looking, it's not enough to say, I'm getting older, so I'm just going to go get progesterone. I'm getting older, I went through menopause, I'm just going to go get estrogen. You need to look at what's going on with your hormones in relationship to the other hormones and relationship to your symptoms and your age and your biology, and then come up with an intelligent plan. And that's one side of things. And on the other side, even the delivery systems is like, what's going to work well for you and what are you going to respond to best, et cetera.
Yeah.
So it can be complex, not in a scary way, but it's important to not just jump right into, oh, I grabbed this thing online and I'm good to go.
Right. So VagiTab works really great just because it's getting into that mucosal membrane. Some people don't absorb well whenever they're doing their creams. And then that's the transfer. Like if I give my kid a hug and I have estrogen, not good. If you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was always curious about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, or your intimate partner, are you transferring a hormone that they don't need to have?
Right. Rude.
You know, that dose of?
Interesting.
Your husband crying all of a sudden that you're using a lot of estrogen cream.
Yeah, it's like, sorry, man. I feel better, but.
Men crying is really good, but you know, maybe not with a lot of estrogen.
For the right reason. If you're crying and you just don't know why, you might be.
And that's okay. But check your wife's estrogen cream and when she's applying it, when you're, you know, giving each other a hug or getting into it.
Exactly. That's funny. So you are using these things when needed and you have got, again, this comes back to root cause. So somebody's going to come sit down with you and you're going to look at from childhood to today, what has been your environment, your experience, your trauma, your lifestyle. We're going to look at your blood. You can do stool testing, urine testing, all these other things to get a really good picture to then start coming up with the strategy. And then these tools that we've been talking about in these episodes, from the free ones in supplementation to hormone replacement therapy and GLPs to the HBOT, are just mechanisms that you can tweak and play with to not only get people balanced and take away the fear, like, I don't know if I should take estrogen, or I don't know if I should take a GLP. And it's like, hey, you already make those in your body. If you need to supplement them, just like you would vitamin D or vitamin B, that's okay. But at the same time, we want to do what's right for you. I've told this story before, I think, and I talk about it in when I get into the functional piece of my book. So I was always like, you have to be the CEO of your own health. Yes. So I'm going to go listen to 50 million podcasts, and I'm going to read all these different books. And the problem for me is when I tried to take that serious without a functional practitioner like yourself, there was sort of this Dunning-Kruger effect. I learned a whole bunch, and then I thought I knew a bunch, and I really knew nothing. So then I started taking all these supplements and all these things that people were saying would be good. And then it was funny. I like sat down with the first functional practitioner I worked with in Colorado. We did all this lab work. And then she looked at all the things I was taking. And she's like, literally everything you're taking is making things worse for you. And the things you need to be taking, you're not taking.
You can oversupplement.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I wasn't taking the ones I should have been taking. And the reason is I didn't know what was actually going on. I was guessing. Mm-hmm. Right. And so again, I come back to, you can't guess with these things. You can't go on Instagram, have the algorithm flood you with, it's popular right now for women in their mid-30s to be like, you're going through premenopause right now. And so you just need to take this thing today and or you're screwed and that's it. They're oversimplifying it because they don't really know what's going on with you and your biology.
Absolutely.
So in some ways it can be dangerous. And on the other side, it can be as simple as let someone like Nicole get to know you, figure out what's going on with your body, and you can find the right strategies that are going to work well and feel better.
Yeah. And you know those studies, the two really shitty studies that were done that told all these women that estrogen causes breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Like such bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're now going back like, that wasn't true. It absolutely doesn't.
Right.
You know, there are contraindications for hormone therapy. There are contraindications for GLP-1s.
Right.
But if you get to the practitioner to see what's going on, if you need it, there are ways that you can have it that help your body.
Yeah.
And estrogen is a longevity hormone.
Right.
And so when you go through peri and menopause, your hormones just fall off a cliff.
Yeah.
So no wonder you feel like shit.
Yeah.
Like you need hormone supplementation for vitality.
Right.
And just to feel good and for joint health, for bone health, for mental health.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's necessary.
And sexual health. Let's not forget about that.
Right. Which is not only necessary, but important and fun. So,
yeah.
People that know me well know that I am sort of this, I'm kind of a nerd in the sense that I love studies and research. I don't know if you know Lane Norton. I always call out Lane Norton. He's really funny on Instagram. He just tears apart people that he's like such a data head. At the same time, I know that there's problems with research and data, especially like epidemiological studies, and that we can get things wrong, and over time we learn more. So it's sort of a paradox. Like, we need science and research, and it's great and helpful. And at the same time, if you go online and you Google, or you ask AI, who's programmed to sort of give you an answer that you want to hear, you're going to be able to find incorrect information based off old studies or old paradigms that are now changing. And so being more fluid and open-minded and knowing like maybe we had these concerns before, but what do we know now is vital because this stuff evolves all the time.
Honestly, did you see the food pyramid change?
Yes, that's a perfect example. Exactly.
Yeah. So.
And I think what's beautiful about that, and now I'm just getting into Kyle's own little theories, but there are people like yourself who are more cutting edge, who are seeing the use of these things and understanding the trends sooner when it comes to either hormones or eating the right ways with the food pyramid and stuff. And then, as it's just going to continue to go forever, then the bigger systems and the governments and things start to go, okay, I see now. Like there's enough evidence or experimental things that have changed. But yeah. So look, you know, take this stuff serious. Don't just jump out there and play with it on your own like I did. But at the same time, being fearful of these things because maybe you heard a story from 20 years ago doesn't mean that thing is accurate. And so,
yeah.
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 Anything else you want to say about GLPs or peptides or hormone replacement therapy to our audience?
Yes. First and foremost, I'd like to say you need to know what is foundationally going on before you add any of the stuff. And biohacking and stacking and peptides is really big right now. But until you fix your foundation, you're wasting your money. So foundationally, you need to be solid before you start stacking things.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's really important. I run into people all the time that are desperate and they're, I almost get emotional there. And they're like, I want to find the quick hack, right? And it's challenging because they want to feel better soon and they need to feel better soon because the way that they're feeling now is the thing that's also preventing them from even doing the basic stuff like we talked about in an earlier episode. And what I'm hearing you say, and I think it's great for people to hear, is I promise you, if you'll just start with the basics, if you'll work with someone like yourself in functional medicine to get to understand what's going on in your body, and in the meantime, create the consistent small habits of exercise and sunlight and water and supplementation and these things, and get that lifestyle right, these other things we've been talking about are going to be incredible. But if you don't have those basics going, like you just said, and you want to jump right into some hack, you're just going to be wasting your money at best.
Mm-hmm. And disappointed.
And disappointed, yeah. So we're here for you. Nicole's here for you. Nicole, how would people find out more about you and work with you if they wanted to?
Yeah, please go to my website, cocowellness.org, cocowellness.org. And you'll find out all that I do, and you can click on the patient portal to register as a new patient. You can also call the office, 737-412-1833. And I offer free 30-minute consultations to see if we're a right fit or if you're in the right place or if I can direct you to another place that would be a better fit for you.
I love that. Free consultation. I'm so blessed and honored that you've been here. I'm so grateful that you're training with us. If you're training at Lakeway, say hi to Nicole when she's over there setting new records on the machines. this is going to be a lot of really great information and resources for our members. So thank you so much for doing these episodes with us.
Thank you for having me. I love educating people, and nobody leaves my office not understanding their labs.
Cool.
Like there's so many resources for them. So I think education is key.
I agree. And hopefully we'll have you on some more episodes in the future.
That'd be great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, Nicole. See you soon.
See you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Fast Fit Podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at fastfit.com for more resources or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make exercise simple, empowering, and a part of a life well-lived. See you next time.